I'd like to welcome everyone here today. Our attorney sometimes says check your cell phones and put them on silent mode. I'll do that myself and encourage you to as well. Today is the September 28th meeting of the Sussex County Council. First item is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, do you have any changes?
Yes, I do have some suggested changes. First, item number four under myself, request for extension of conditional use 1705. Filed on behalf of the Commonwealth Group. I'm suggesting that is not needed since they are substantially underway construction. So we were going to, I would recommend that we just take that off the agenda. Also under executive session, I would suggest that we take out personnel and land acquisition, which would only leave pending potential litigation as the item. Under executive session.
I have a question under personnel. Could we include it?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Any other changes? Not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as modified by Mr. Baker.
You got it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. In your packets were the August 24th minutes of the Sussex County Council meeting. Are there any changes? I'll consider those minutes approved. Mr. Moore, reading of correspondence.
There is no correspondence today, Mr. President.
Does council have anything they'd like to share? If not, we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Baker.
Just put that in the office. Good morning. Thank you. The first item is a Delaware Technical and Community College lease proposal, and we have a proposed lease for your consideration. The lease is for a lot about 0.9 acres at the County Industrial Air Park. It is on the north side of Rudder Lane, directly across from the current Delaware Technical Community College facility at the airport. It is next to our long-term parking lot. The purpose of the request from Delaware Technical Community College is to expand their training program, which currently covers airframe mechanics. They would be responsible for building a power plant technology program on this lot. The county's responsibility is solely to provide the land. Deltek would be responsible for the building and the equipment. The term of the proposed lease would not exceed 30 years. However, the lease may be extended with mutual agreement. And Delaware Tech would be responsible for surveying, providing adequate parking. And the county would be authorized to use the parking for other events when the lot would be available. Deltek would be responsible for the cost of utilities. The property would be used for an aircraft power plant technology program or other aeronautical education program. If Deltek discontinued use of the property for aeronautical education, they may remain provided that we agree on a rent amount based on the fair market value of the land. At the expiration of the lease, the improvements would become the property of the county. As with other leases at the industrial airpark, assignment or subletting of the land would require prior written approval of the county and shall not be unreasonably withheld. Deltek would maintain the required insurance also. And with us today, we have Dr. Ileana Smith from Delaware Technical and Community College, who would like to invite her to make a few remarks.
Well, I think Dave has done a great job of explaining what we intend to do. You have been a great partner in phase one of the aviation maintenance program. As you know, we graduated 15 students a few weeks ago in phase one, which is the airframe maintenance technology. And with this lease, you would be giving us the green light to begin the fundraising to build a new hangar and acquire the equipment for phase two, which would enable students to work on the engines of the aircraft. Are there any questions that I may answer?
You do need 30 years on this lease, is that correct?
That's currently on the existing hangar. We do have that type of programming. And our hope would be that this program, you know, would continue to develop a workforce for a growing market share of jobs in aviation maintenance. The college is committed to working with the council in economic development strategies to not only grow the current employer in this area, but hopefully to attract others.
Mr. Moore, I have a question.
Yes.
I looked through. I didn't see anything about the college being able to sublet. Is that prohibited or is that or not?
I would have to look at the lease again on that. I do know that Mr. Rutt in my office had reviewed the lease, and before the lease is executed, it's on. It's just been pointed out to him. It's on page 5.
Uh-huh. Okay.
At the bottom on subletting.
I see.
Assignment
it.
Subletting.
Okay.
And a rate.
Good. That answers my question. Thank you very much.
So this is a rent-free agreement.
Yes, correct? It is.
It does say that if you. If you do not remain an accredited post-secondary educational institution, the lease may terminate, and you may continue to use the property by paying a fair market value, which is determined by a real estate appraiser. So we will be compensated should this not pan out.
Yes.
Fairly. All right. Any other questions from council? Do you have a motion, Mr.
Yes.
Baker?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves a lease with Delaware Technical and Community College for approximately 0.9 acres at the County Industrial Park as proposed.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion and a second to approve the lease proposal as read by Mr. Moore and provided to council. Any further discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, it's a great partnership, I think.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Mr. Baker?
The next item is the University of Delaware Agricultural Extension Program, and with us today we have Dr. Mark Isaacs from the University of Delaware to give us an update on the program and
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the College of Agricultural and Natural Resources, University of Delaware, and especially the Carville Research and Education Center, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for your continued support of many of our research and extension programs. What I'm going to do here in the next few seconds here is just give you a snapshot of how we're using the monies that you've allocated for us. To begin with, we have a portion of monies that are utilized for our poultry diagnostic efforts, which is conducted right out of last year's laboratory. We also are using monies for poultry research, and that entails looking at everything from, we have a partnership with Jones Hamilton, which is a company based out of Ohio, where we're looking at litter amendment treatments into the poultry houses and how we can enhance activities in that. We're doing numerous nutritional studies with faculty on campus that's out of our facility. We are also using monies for our field crop research, and that includes vegetable and agronomic crop research. The challenge with field crop research now today is that most of the monies that are available in grants are targeted towards biotechnology. So there's very little opportunity to attract monies to do local producer research. And much of this is done on cooperating farms with farmers in the county. A great partnership works out good, especially when we're trying to get them to adopt new technologies. We also use your monies for our extension safety programs, which is conducted by Mike Love. I'm sure many of you know Mike, a wonderful gentleman, has done a great job in trying to work with even our new populations that are coming into the county. He's got programs geared towards construction safety, towards safety with the Hispanic community, not only in construction but also in the poultry industry, and then of course the Farm Safe Kids, and working with youth is a very big proponent of that. And then a significant portion of your money goes to fund our overall extension programs, which are conducted right out of Georgetown. There's not a dime that goes to main campus. I know that's always been a question by former council members. You know, born and raised here in Georgetown, and we've made sure that all the money stayed locally, and that's one thing I can guarantee you. But I will tell you that your monies are greatly appreciated and allow us to do programming that we would not be able to do. So with that, I'll open the floor for any questions anybody may have.
Any questions?
Do you want to name those other councilmen that were...
Is a motion required for this, or is this already taken care of? I have something for you, sir.
Thank you all very
much. Aren't you glad you showed up?
Even though the council has worked real hard to trim our budget, we were able to find $69,000 to support your programs. I think you do a good job. I know you personally, and I know you are very capable, and the university and the farm community is in good hands.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Baker?
Yes. The next item is a draft of some ideas for economic development incentives for discussion purposes. These are some possibilities to review with you to provide some assistance for businesses expanding or moving to Sussex County. Of course, the county government is limited in terms of our revenues. We are property-based. We do not have income tax like, for instance, some counties in Maryland or counties in Maryland do. So we are limited in terms of the revenues and the costs that we do incur on businesses. But what we'd like to do is just go over some of these thoughts. First would be an abatement on the county portion, not school portion, a property tax for new commercial, industrial, or agricultural improvements for a maximum of a 3-year period. This is a thought. This could be done on a case-by-case basis with applications, with an approved application from a business after a committee review. It could be approved by the county council also. Could be done with a minimum value of improvements of at least $50,000. Our school districts could be contacted to see if they would be interested in assisting with this. This incentive could be enacted for a 1-year trial period, and funding could come from the town economic development fund funds that we currently have on hand that were set up a number of years ago. Over, I think, 3 years in the budget. And so we estimate probably a maximum cost would be $10,000 to $25,000 per year for this particular program. Another option could be we could look at our building permit and building code fees, perhaps provide a break of maybe a percentage, like 50%, for instance, 50% reduction in building permit fees for commercial, industrial, agriculture projects. We would incur an estimated maximum cost of lost revenue of $30,000. And for building code fees, an estimated maximum cost for 1 year of $15,000. This could be done on a case-by-case basis with a staff committee to review it and council approval. Could be done on a 1-year trial period, and this program could also be funded with town economic development funds. We have done a little bit of research and checked with some other governments as to what they have done. We did find that Kent County has a program and Newcastle County has a program regarding taxes that is a little different. It is actually they have it in ordinance form, where the first year businesses would receive a break of 100% of the county portion of property tax, and next year 90%, next year 80%, so they would eventually end up paying the full county tax after 10 years. Kent County has that program for made larger business investments in the county, and also Newcastle has it for investments, but only those within the city of Wilmington. We also found that there are some, in Kent County, they are considering incentive-type grants of, they've talked about $15,000 for businesses, and then grants for new jobs that a new business or expanding business would offer of up to $3,000 per job. That's in discussion phase. We've talked to the state of Delaware, and we're considering, you know, another option would be to piggyback on state programs. So that also would be on a case-by-case basis. They typically, even through the strategic fund, fund on incentive programs based on the number of jobs that are brought to the state of Delaware. And again, they look at it on a case-by-case basis. So those were some ideas just we thought we'd throw out there for discussion for today. So, and I think Ms. Julie Wheatley is here. There she is, yeah, our Economic Development Director.
Does council have any comments? Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'll
come on up, Julie.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we might need you.
You might need Dave.
When it comes to property taxes in Sussex County, it's never been an issue why I don't think somebody wants to locate in Sussex County. Now, 80% of our property tax bill that everybody gets is school tax. So if the schools aren't participating, that's the major chunk. So it may not be, you know, really that much of an incentive to have somebody relocate a, you know, a company from another area because we're making it, you know, more attractive to them. And the other thing I don't see here, and I think we'd need to have to come up with minimum standards. I mean, when you just say new commercial, industrial, agricultural improvements, somebody puts up a mini storage, are we going to do this? You know, so I just, it's too open ended. And then definitions, that's what I say. So when we get down to what do we mean by commercial, industrial, and agricultural projects? Give me a definition. Give me a minimal standard. And like I said, the state and other jurisdictions are tying it in with jobs. It's all about jobs right now in this country. And just to give people, you know, a break on their property tax because they build a, like I said, a mini storage or or whatever, or an additional chicken house. I mean, I don't see where those would fall into economic incentives for this kind of program. So idea is to bring jobs. Somehow I think you need to come back and fine-tune it. And then if we just piggybacked on the state program, which probably is a pretty good program, has already got these minimal standards and meets certain thresholds, it would probably save us a lot of time of having to you know, deal with all these little things. So, I mean, I'm sure the state's been doing it a number of years, know what they're doing. I'm sure she works with them closely. And maybe that's what we ought to see in conjunction with this, what the state program looks like and the ease of piggybacking, possibly. So that's just some thoughts. I think it'd be nice to do something, but I don't know if, you know, our property taxes are going to be sufficient to attract them.
Right, that's a good point.
And but it just won't do it.
We did.
I mean, hadn't done it so far.
Mrs. Wheatley and I met with Alan Levin a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and we brought this topic up. You know, what would you suggest? Because we do have businesses that contact Julie at or the county or the state and eventually the county, and they ask, well, what can the county offer? He suggested that we look at this tax abatement type.
Was Al Levine aware how lower taxes are?
Yes. They've done this in Newcastle, he explained, and it seems to have helped. At least with some businesses and making a determination. And what we thought is if the council was interested in this, that we would contact, like say it was in, the project would be in the Indian River School District, for instance. We would contact the school district to see if they were interested, or whatever school district it is, to see if they were interested in offering some sort of abatement. And so...
Well, my only suggestion would be if somebody contacts Mrs. Wheatley and wants to locate in the Indian River School District, and they go through a lot of interaction with the county level, and then at the last minute we got to go in and we ask the school ought to either be on board from the get-go or they're not. I mean, it seems that, you know, it'd be a little late in the process if they start doing some things, and then they got to go check with the schools. So I would just say this program would have to include the schools or not include the schools. We have to know up front, and then we know what we're offering. I mean, and also it's got to be a definition. I can't see somebody, you know, getting a loophole, and then we come up here because somebody we know, you know, wants to do some little little project, and we abate their property taxes when the guy down the street, you know, is paying his property taxes. But I think what these are for like companies that have employees that are in locating in industrial parks or you know, big commercial areas that are bringing jobs and not just
and we could
a chicken house
a requirement of certain number of full-time jobs.
Well, yeah, I mean, so you got to come up with something. This is just, I mean, so far it's a great idea. It'd be nice to do something and get on board and get our, you know, and be doing something here in Sussex County with economic development. But it needs to be a little bit, I think, more refined in what these suggestions are right now. And
give you an example in Kent County, their program. They, for qualified activities, invest at least $500,000 in a new facility or expanded facility and hires at least 4 new permanent full-time employees. Mm-hmm. So there is,
right.
We could come up with something like
that's,
that.
I mean, those are the kind of programs I think we ought to be looking at so that there is a certain threshold. So that's all my point is.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, the first thing we got to look at is, when you start talking about giving somebody else a break that the other person doesn't have, especially in poultry business, if we should give a farmer a special price and interest or whatever, taxes, that means the other farmer that's in competition getting the same payment from the poultry company has got a better break. And it's hard for him to stay competitive with someone like that. Mm-hmm. But I do see the idea here, because I don't see why the schools wouldn't be interested in this, because chickens don't go to school. They don't, and so they don't have to have bigger schools. If you can get a chicken house built or whatever.
Have you been to the schools lately?
George.
I went to the open house the other day, and it was.
I tried to not interrupt you when you were talking.
Continue, Mr. Wilson, please.
So I feel that, you know, chickens are, whether it's chickens right here at Industrial Park, is important to us. And for a simple reason, we're not losing money in one sense. If we get something that we never had, next year we got extra taxes, we've improved ourselves. And plus we got jobs that people didn't have that's going to be paying taxes. So I can see we're not really losing. When it says here it costs us, it doesn't really cost us because we never had it. It doesn't cost us anything. If you don't have nothing and you got it, then you've gained something on down the road here. So I can see it's really not a cost. And schools are to be glad to jump on this thing, because later on they're going to be getting taxes. If it didn't come here, they wouldn't get no taxes. So there's an incentive to get people coming. But I would say we got to watch ourselves about competition. In other words, we don't need to put other people that's already in these businesses and then put in unfair competition in.
Ms. Deaver, have you any thoughts?
I think it needs a lot of thought and a lot of refining. I think the general idea is very good, especially if it can be tied to new full-time employees. And a benchmark of like the $500,000 investment. Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yeah, it would seem that I think the concept is great. It does need some refining and some definitions probably and ideas, and maybe we can look at what Kent County did, Newcastle, and the state does, and have our own program. I think we'd all agree that if we waive the property tax, that's not a real incentive to come here because our taxes are so inexpensive. But other thing we can do maybe with permits or in the fact that if we in fact put money in a fund to help do this, I mean, it should be all about trying to grow the economy in this county, give people here either new employment or ways to get income they're not getting today. So hopefully what I would suggest is that between Mr. Baker and Ms. Wheatley, you can go back and review all these things, these other programs, and then come up with a combination of what those things should be. And I agree with George. Probably the first conversation needs to be with all the school districts.
Absolutely.
And explain them what we're trying to do and why we're trying to do it. Absolutely. And I would certainly hope that they would feel the same move to want to do something to improve the economy and the people's lives in Sussex County. Thank you, sir.
One last point, maybe to follow up on what Mike said, just said accelerate maybe the applications and maybe try to streamline some of the red tape. And that's, a lot of times it's how fast can we get in? We'd like to relocate. And we could, you know, look at maybe doing some things in that area also in conjunction with the taxes and others. And so we put together a big package that is attractive. Right now, just property taxes isn't enough because we've been the lowest property taxes in the region, and they're not beating a path through our door. So we need to do other things.
You're exactly right. Mr. Baker and I was talking about that before this, we opened up this morning. Actually, what discourages people more than anything else is probably regulations.
Right.
That stand in the way of 1, 2 years, 3 years, however long, time to get through DLDOT and environmental people and the county and everybody else. It's enough to discourage anybody really want to go into business. And that's probably more so, that's probably a bigger value dollar problem than it is really the few tax dollars are going to save.
Well,
I agree with you.
Traditionally, we have looked at our zoning code as an opportunity to streamline the process. There has been suggestions, in fact, I think, maybe in our comprehensive land use plan of creating an ag industrial zone, which could have a lot of the regulatory considerations already taken care of. And if someone wanted to build some type of an ag industrial use company within that zone, they would not have to go through as many hoops. So I think the council is right, Mr. Baker. It's something worth looking at, and maybe give it a month or so and come back with some strong recommendations.
Sure.
While we're still working to try to make our county move faster, in which it has, I think it's improved tremendously. During the meanwhile, EPA is trying to figure out how to slow us down. And I went to a soil water meeting last Thursday, and it came down from the governor's office. After they're talking about charging $10,000 permit for a chicken house, also adding storm water holes or ponds or whatever you want to call them all around the chicken houses. All this kind of nonsense is greater cost. And people, anybody knows anything about raising chickens, that's a highly competitive business, and it cannot afford to waste money in these such matters. So anyway, we've got problems, and I pity poor people wants to go in business today almost.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Wheatland. Discussion and possible action on an appeal filed by Diamond State Community Land Trust. Mr. Moore, Mr. Baker.